for you guys. Good luck, Joe. Set for the tournament. Where do you think your team is heading into the SEC tournament?
I think we're at a good place right now. Coming off of a series win with Auburn, I think we're in a great place confidence-wise and momentum-wise to go in there and really get a win over LSU. Being ranked 10th, I mean, in a hard conference, and I mean, we did pretty well in conference too, so that just shows you the depth of the SEC and really being able to go into the SEC conference tournament with some momentum and confidence is going to be something really great for us.
Speaking of that conference, that, you didn't have that on the road. Going back to last year when you were a freshman, played so well on the road this week. What was different? Was it just confidence, or what do you think was different?
I think it was kind of a sense of we wanted some redemption. You know, a lot of people were saying we couldn't win on the road, and we really wanted to show them that we could. We know that we have talent, and we know that we were going to get there eventually, but we had a few bumps in the road. I mean, what team doesn't? But I think it was really just a thing for us whether or not we were going to overcome that, and to show everyone that we were going to overcome it, and we did, and to do it in that kind of fashion was really something satisfying for our team.
Heading into this week, how much are you guys thinking about the possibility of hosting in the NCAA tournament as you attack the SEC tournament?
I think hosting is such a huge opportunity for us, and it's really in reach right now. Being 17 in RPI, you know, we have to move up one spot, and I think going to the SEC tournament and really winning some games out there and putting our name out there is really going to show people that we're in it to win it, and we're not going to back down even if it is SEC tournament. You know, the most talented teams are there, like I said, and being able to go and get a few wins there will really help our chances.
Playing LSU, beat them in a series here back in March. What do you remember about that, and what can you tell us about the Tigers?
The Tigers have great pitching, and I think that's a strength of theirs. I feel you take it day by day. I mean, we beat them in the season, but that doesn't mean they can't come back and give you a loss as well. So I feel like we got to go in the game confident, but knowing that anything can happen, and it's about who's the best that day. And so I think just going into it, got to have a lot of confidence. Got to make sure our bats are really staying hot and make sure our pitching is consistent, and I think we'll be all right.
Coach picked up her 1,100th win this past weekend at Auburn. I know a lot can be said from a player as what you can do for the school, but what does it mean for you and your team to be able to help her achieve that milestone?
I think Coach Evans has coached so many great players throughout her career, and being able to be a part of that career is something so important, and I think 1,100 wins is huge. Like, she's one of the most winningest coaches in history right now as that's active, and I think being able to just be a part of that is so special for us, and being able to really give back to her what she gives to us. You know, she comes out here daily and helps us really get better, and we just want to repay her for that and really show her that we're here to win and we're not going to stop till we do.
What did the team do or say in kind of congratulations to that when y'all kind of figured out that happened?
Well, Coach Jackson actually told us the night before, and she was like, hey guys, don't tell Coach, but it'll be her 1,100 win, so we were excited for her, and we didn't even know, so we were excited too. So after the game, Katie Marks was like, hey, we should get together and kind of say it for the camera, and so we made her stand on first base, and we counted down 1, 2, 3, and then we were like, congratulations on 1,100 wins, and she didn't even realize it until Coach Jackson told her, so I think it was special for her that we remembered, and she didn't even really know, so it was cool.